We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I'm Ray. He's Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Ray. David Lightman works for McGlatchy Newspapers in D.C. and joins us now on his Friday because it's Wednesday. Our Friday is still Friday. So,
well, journalistically, it's Friday because we have to get everything ready for all the weekend. We used to say the weekend papers, but
how many of those are left?
Yeah, right. For the online readers.
Does the Star publish on Sunday? McClatchy newspaper.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's Saturday that we're cutting out.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the round one is done. What did we learn?
Ooh, well, okay.
Depends on who you are.
Yeah, well, we heard witness after witness say that the president made a phone call and to the president of Ukraine and that, he suggested... asked for a favor involving military aid, which was then withheld. But purists will argue, well, there's no direct evidence. It's all circumstantial.
Right,
it's
and
all,
hearsay.
Yeah,
hearsay.
You don't have the link together. You have sort of two floating ships there eyeing each other. Politically, we've learned this country is divided again, and at the moment shows no signs of moving one way or the other.
Oh, God, no.
It's, the Judiciary Committee will resume hearings on Wednesday. They're going to talk about the legal case for impeachment. The expectation is that that'll go on this next week, maybe the week after, and you could have this thing on the House floor before Christmas. So the feeling is it's a done deal, and it's just going to roll.
Well, it's going to happen then, right?
Yeah. Unless the one element of this is, that nobody can predict is, will there be a surprise? At the moment, the path looks smooth. In other words, hearings, the Judiciary, Intelligence Committee report, court battles over who can testify, December 19th, 20th, bam. House votes on impeachment and goes home for Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
So, Michael, here's the question I think I'd ask about this. Is I've heard a lot of people, commentators, smart people, so on and so forth, go, hey, well, what's the big deal? You horse trade all the time in politics. Is the issue then that he was going to withhold that military aid until they started looking into Joe Biden?
Yeah, that is the issue. But the other question is, as you sort of suggest, is that an impeachable offense? Is that enough to overturn the result of the 2016 election? And a lot of members of Congress are having trouble with that,
right.
Especially these moderate Democrats. What is it, 31 Democrats are running who won in 2018 are running in districts that Trump carried in 2016.
Yeah.
So that's very tricky.
Well, and then the other thing that let's say the House votes to impeach him, then goes to the Senate for a vote. There would have to be the October surprise of all time. In December, to convince 17, to convince Republicans to vote for impeachment of this president.
Right.
Exactly, yeah. You'd need 20 Republicans, right, because there's 47 Democrats.
Right.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the wild card here. The surprise, the bombshell, something we're not expecting. With Watergate, we forget. Some of us are old enough to remember. But
oh, I do, yeah.
Yeah, right. Alexander Butterfield, does that mean anything?
Oh, my God, yes.
We got a taping system.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yep, all of a sudden, one morning, this guy nobody's ever heard of goes to the Watergate Committee and says, by the way, there's a taping system. Boom, right? So who knows? If somebody walks into judiciary next week and says, I have a tape, or other than the one he has, or who knows, if Trump himself decides to testify, or if the court allows Trump's people to testify, I mean... We're all sort of waiting to see what John Bolton, the former National Security Council director, is going to do. He did not.
He's kind of a wild card, from what I understand.
Yeah. So, that notion of a surprise or a bombshell is still lurking out there.
Do you really think, David, there's a chance the president would testify?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Because, well, you know what? And I don't say this based on any intimate knowledge. Nobody
right.
knows
no,
with this guy.
You never
but,
do.
Yeah, he's so unpredictable.
Well, that's true.
Who knows? I mean, they said yesterday that the White House would not send counsel, lawyers, to the judiciary hearing next week. And yet, the way the rules are set up, that these White House lawyers could question witnesses at the hearing. So at the moment, though, they're not going to send anybody. Mm. Now, you know that's going to change four times between now and Wednesday.
You betcha.
Yeah, who knows?
Well, let's talk about Conan, the hero dog.
Yeah.
Well, no, even that was controversial. You had people like him, somebody wrote for The Nation, was going like, you know, he misgendered the dog or something like that.
Right.
You know, well, is she a female really? Because she was fixed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, God, pick on everything. Oh, and he wouldn't pet the dog. That's important.
Well, that I understand. He's a real, what do you call it, germaphobe?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he doesn't like to shake hands.
The president is?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah. I never knew that.
Howard Hughes type.
Yeah, he's very fastidious about that. You know, go back to the dog for a minute, because that raises a good point. And same with impeachment. You know, and you have to ask yourself, are his opponents so blinded by their hatred of him that they're overlooking important points, if you know what I mean? In other words, is this impeachment thing, you know, just a tirade because they can't stand the guy? Or did he, in fact, do things that were potentially illegal or impeachable? And that's a tough question to answer. God.
Well, I mean, that's the question they have to answer.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line, you know.
Right, and those 31 moderate Democrats, I'm telling you, they're in agony over this. You got Democrats elected in South Carolina, Georgia, and you know, and what do they do here? I mean, how do they go back to their constituents who are rolling, working? The economy's good, inflation's low, and say, well, he made a phone call to Ukraine, therefore we should toss him out.
And they'd go so.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, by the way, there is pressure. Over the weekend, was it, or earlier this week, a Democratic representative from, I think, Michigan, I'm not sure, she said, okay, I can't vote for impeachment. Within 3 days, she turned completely around and says, I'm on board. So I think they're getting tremendous pressure from within the party.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, they're getting. Although, it's going to be interesting as this inches toward a vote to see how many Democrats they let go the other way.
Because afford to.
Exactly. There's a margin. If all the Democrats stick together, you could lose something like 16 Democrats and still impeach him. And they're going to have to because, again, some of these – what was this? One guy in Minnesota, Trump won his district like by 17 points or something.
God, yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes. I read about him. Yeah.
Peterson, I think
it
is. Yeah. So they got to be careful here.
No, it's going to be interesting.
But there is margin for error, and in fact, Pelosi might give him permission and say, okay, you can vote no.
Yeah, that's exactly, and 16 of them. See, the other thing they got to watch, this thing goes to a trial in the Senate. Republicans control the agenda.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they can call witnesses.
Right, exactly.
All of a sudden, the balance of power shifts, and Democrats need to be careful if they're not painted as, you know, just a bunch of hate mongers.
Well, it's not a question of if. It's not a question of if. It's a question of when.
Yeah.
So, David, have a great Thanksgiving.
You
Thanks
too,
for the
buddy.
Time.
You too, guys. Have a terrific holiday.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Put the weekend edition to bed and then go home. It's 8:58 on WTIC.
Clatching. A lot of problems.
Money.
Yeah.
Big time. They're not alone.
No, but they're significant.
Dire, yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.